The Lower Colorado River is the most endangered river in the country, according to the annual list released by American Rivers. To find out why this river topped the group's list, I called Matt Rice, American Rivers Colorado River Basin Director.
The Lower Colorado River finding itself on this list this year is not an indication of it being the worst or the most polluted river in the country. Rather, it's a river that's facing a crossroads. And in the case of the Lower Colorado River, it is the Drought Contingency Plan, which is a plan that has been negotiated by the three lower basin states, Nevada, Arizona, and California, over the last year plus to address water demand issues in the lower basin. The Lower Colorado River Basin, those three basin states, use over 1 million acre feet more water a year than the river is able to provide. And because of that, Lake Mead has been dropping. And if it drops to a certain level, then the federal government, the Bureau of Reclamation, will be inclined to declare a shortage, which would result in a curtailment of water to the state of Arizona.
So it sounds like, based on all the uses of this river and the drought conditions, that if things continue down the road they are, things could get really bad for the river and, by extension, I would imagine, the people who rely on it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think there's a lot of uncertainty right now. So we don't know what's going to happen if Lake Mead continues to drop and the federal government declares shortage, and in turn, the lower basin states have to kind of live with shortage in perpetuity. And so this is a problem that has been recognized, and there's been tremendous leadership by all the basin states and the federal government, and especially the state of Arizona, to begin addressing this. And we got the basin states and the federal government and other water users got very, very close to the completion of a drought contingency plan at the end of 2016 that would address this issue through voluntary curtailments by each of the states, through the implementation of conservation, through dynamic water sharing between different users that would allow more water to be stored in Lake Mead and would allow water users to do more with less water.
The drought in the West and the Southwest has been going on for several years, and there are a number of rivers that have suffered. What is it about the Lower Colorado, this portion of the Colorado River, that maybe makes it worse than some of the other Western rivers that also are running a little lower maybe than they ought to be?
Well, yeah, you're right. The drought, there has been, I think most people consider the drought has been going on since 2000. We've had some wet years scattered within that time frame, including this year, where we're a little bit above average in Colorado. But I think what makes the Lower Colorado River different is that the stakes are so high. The river provides drinking water to 30 million people. It irrigates about 90% of our nation's winter vegetables. It drives a huge economy, $900 billion annually, according to an Arizona state study. So it makes it all the more pressing that we get our house in order now and we move to complete agreements that address this issue, like the drought contingency plan, and in Arizona, the drought contingency plan plus immediately.
Are those plans, in your mind, the biggest things that the lower basin states need to do in the short term?
Oh, absolutely. And I would suggest, too, that not only does American Rivers think this, but the state of Arizona believes this, the state of California, the state of Nevada, and all the people that depend on Colorado River water.
Let's assume that that plan is completed. Does that mean that, in your eyes, the Lower Colorado maybe next year would not be the top threatened river in the country, or maybe not even, you know, on the list at all?
Yeah, I would say that if those deals get done, there's I can say with certainty that it won't be on the list, because completion of the drought contingency plan, like I said earlier, will be a huge step towards sustainability for the system.
Matt Rice is American Rivers Colorado River Basin Director.